Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, would Brexit lead to the breakup of the European Union? Next week, British voters will decide whether or not their country will remain in the European Union. But the vote has consequences for the rest of Europe too. Euroscepticism is not just a British phenomenon. After Brexit, should we be prepared for Frexit, Nexit, Finexit? And if we should, let's hope we can do without the annoying portmanteaus. The two most obvious candidates warily eyeing the exit door are the Netherlands and France. Both will have elections in the next 12 months. Both have prominent far-right political parties expected to do well.
Many Dutchmen are fed up with more European Union, and this treaty with Ukraine, that it's, as a matter of fact, not in the interest of the Dutch people, might send a message to Brussels and the elite and all over Europe that enough is enough.
The Netherlands' relationship with the EU has appeared fractured in recent years. The Dutch, alongside Germany, took the most hard-line stance against Greece and other southern European nations during the euro crisis. A succession of bailouts, particularly when described in terms which suggested the southern Europeans were profligate and entirely to blame, diminished support for the European project as a whole. And in a referendum in April, two-thirds of those who turned out voted against the EU's association agreement with the Ukraine. A word of caution, though. Turnout was just over 30%. Most people had no interest in voting on what they saw as a marginal issue. The vote may be a warning, but it's not necessarily a signal that the Netherlands has turned against the idea of the EU. However, expect Wilders to make EU membership and immigration the main planks of his election campaign early next year. A win for him will put Nexit on the agenda.
À la différence de beaucoup d'autres, nous ne nous inféodons à personne. Nous sommes indépendants.
The same goes for France, where the Front National's Marine Le Pen is expected to perform strongly in next April's presidential elections. Again, the EU and immigration will be front and centre in her campaign. France's relationship with the EU is admittedly very different from the Netherlands, though. France is one of the Union's founding fathers and still sees itself as an integral part of the organisation. But in recent years, the Franco-German axis at the heart of the EU has been creaking. Germany, with its strong economy and a popular leader, has taken charge. France, with its weak economy and an unpopular leader, is no longer co-pilot. The European Union has struggled over the past decade with two major crises, one financial, one moral. Its failure to find a solution in either has undoubtedly weakened it. If Britain leaves, do not be surprised if other nations start to wonder whether they're better off out than in. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.